Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson. And yes, we're running a little early, but we got so much. Hey, we've got two shows for the price of one. If you came out for episode 390 tonight, you are in for a treat because you're going to get two for the price of one. That's right. We're going to talk about tonight the five top fast income strategies to help you pick up extra cash around the holiday season. Going to get into that. I've also got a very special treat for you guys tonight. One of the objections you might hear from people about starting an online business is they don't feel able to do the technical part of starting or managing an online business. Computers, the internet, and an online business can be very intimidating for a lot of people. Tonight, you're going to hear from one of our icons. That's right, an icon here at TW3 that's been with us for roughly around two and a half years, I think. You're going to hear how, unlike Miller Time and Greenbacks and Captain Quackenbush and Miss Spelling Bee and even Miss CBD Oil right here over to my left, he struggled at first. Now, the computer thing was very daunting to him, and the way we train and support here at TW3 didn't make it any easier on him. So I've got to say something about this guy, though. I really like him. Not because of the business he writes. He does write a lot of business. Not because he's a musician, even though he is a musician or a drummer.
No, wow, didn't see that one coming.
Wow, no, coming in hot.
I'm messing with him. No, I really do. I appreciate this guy. I respect him so much because here's the deal. He represents what it takes to be successful. And I resonate with him so much because I know in my own entrepreneurial journey, it seems like nothing came easy. I personally have always felt that to advance just the least little bit, it's required maximum effort from me. You've heard pitchers that look like they have to give max effort just to throw that fastball. And some of them, it doesn't even look like they're trying to get that ball up to 95 miles an hour. I'm one of those guys that just struggled to get it to 70. So what you're going to hear from him in just a short little bit is a 20-minute interview and how he has taken his music business and his TW3 business to incredible new levels in the face of a lot of challenges. And you're going to hear his secret to pressing through any challenge to reach his goals. And I think you can use them as well. But then we're going to get right into it. We're going to get right into five income hacks I want to share with you to help you earn extra cash for the holidays. I realize, you know, the holiday season can be one of the most stressful seasons around, and it's just a sad commentary. But, you know, a lot of people get depressed during the holidays because of lost loved ones. I get that. People get stressed because of the financial burden if you've got kids at home and, you know, trying to make Christmas happen.
Preach.
So I get all that. So prayerfully tonight, we can give you something that even if you're not a TW3 member, maybe you can take some value away. But if you are a TW3 member, you're going to get immense value from it. But before we do that, I want to introduce my panel over to my left, all the way in from Yardbird headquarters, the tyrant of tickets, my son. How you doing, Reagan? Thank you guys for being back in. I've been running solo for 2 weeks.
I was dying last week.
Yeah, you were sick.
I wasn't dying.
You were sick too?
Yeah, I had strep.
He had strep throat.
Which,
and then I canceled on you too because I had a stomach pop. Yeah.
For 2 weeks, I've been running solo.
I'm sorry. I didn't know Reagan would
out. Helped me out.
I would have come down with my vomit bag.
See, I wasn't doing that. I didn't have none of that. But apparently when you go camping, if you go camping and it's below 20, there's a high risk. And then I like to mix a bunch of cigars with the risk of like being cold and stuff. So now, granted, I had a great night.
So you're just asking for sickness.
And but everything that followed.
Yeah, everything following up with it was just the worst ever.
Oh, sorry.
Goodness.
It was good though. I had a good time. So we'd do again.
So what was it that he got one of these below zero type?
Oh, yeah, sub-zero bag.
I saw that, Genus.
Yeah, it wraps you up like a mummy.
Yeah, how did it keep you warm?
Oh, I was very warm.
Oh.
Yeah, I was warm. I was fine. I brought some other stuff to keep me warm. But
I got you. Well, I'm glad you had fun and glad you're back in the studio. And to his left, my right, Miss CBD Oil.
That's me. let me just throw out a disclaimer, because I get this question from new clients and people that come in through some of your content.
Uh-huh.
They'll be like, so what CBD oil do you sell? I don't, y'all.
She don't sell.
She doesn't profit from it.
I don't.
She's a user.
Obviously, I should.
You not need to move that mic that way.
Obviously.
No, move the whole stand.
Nope.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. There we go. So we can see your pretty face. Yeah.
Obviously, I should be selling CBD oil, but I don't. I'm just a fan.
That's how you know she's a real advocate, though.
Yeah.
There's no money coming from it.
Here's what you need:
sharing the good gospel.
Your homework tonight is to go back home, get in your RMP.
I should.
And get hooked up with one of these CBD companies.
Here's the thing, though. I'm really, really particular about Reagan. That's a strike.
That was bad all around. I could hear the ice, then I smacked the...
Strike. I'm really particular about the brands that I recommend because, again, I'm not in it for income or profit. I have my businesses. And so if you ask me who I recommend for CBD oil, I'm not sure if they're in our back office for RMP offers, but I recommend one company and one company only.
Daryl by the bridge.
Wait, what? Did I miss something? Don't pee your pants, Terry. Don't do it.
He said Daryl by the bridge.
I don't know what that means.
So he's a dealer. As if he's like your local drug dealer.
No, I don't have a dealer. All I do is legal. It is all legal.
Okay.
I am not a rule breaker. I'm a worship leader. I am not a rule breaker. I follow the rules.
And see, for people that's, if you're new to the show, by the way, let us know that you're new on the night. We'd like to give you a shout out. But just so you guys know in context, we're pretty much, or at least until Lindsay got here, we were
pretty straight laced.
We were pretty straight laced in this, you know, very.
I am a hippie.
Modest.
I'm a hippie dippy woman. Okay.
And then one of the first shows I had Lindsay on, I didn't even know. I gave her the assignment to say, hey, give some content tonight on our podcast. And I warned her. I said, I want you to give up some tips on how you because she's been an entrepreneur for many years working from home.
And you haven't given me that assignment since.
No, never. I don't give you any assignments.
So weird. Oh my God.
I gave her an assignment on how to stay stress free. How do you stay stress free? And one of her tips was,
and here's the thing, like I did it confidently. I had no shame. There's this thing called CBD oil. It's really good for your body. And like Terry looked at me like I had three heads and was recommending we all go to jail together from drug sales. And I'm like, well, it's legal.
It just put us in a position where we had to explain what it was. That's all.
Yeah.
Because our audience didn't know. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, I'm glad that I could spread the education. Because y'all need to know.
We took on a new challenge that's what we were going to do. And over to Lindsay's left and my right.
Hello.
The one that uses the illegal CBD oil.
I would actually like to add on to that. Lindsay, if you would like to know what business I use, I could send you his number.
River.
His name is DeQuavius, but he is really good. He's got
River.
Good CBD oil.
You know I have good a mama CBD. Heart, right? Like, yeah, I feel like I need to take your phone and make sure that everything you're doing is on the up and up.
Okay, guys. Business show. Here we go. Always derailing it. I love it, though. We are having fun, guys. I had a snarky email on an old email. As a matter of fact, it was one me and Greenbacks did years ago. It was a podcast, and I was interviewing him. And a snarky email says, what kind of business show is this? You guys talking about baseball? It's
not a normal one.
He didn't even know
it's
me.
It's a little different.
And this is before Lindsay got here.
Gracious.
And I was like, well, God, it's a podcast. It's not a webinar. It's not a training. Now, we'll add some content.
Right.
But we're also just showing you we're real people. And, you know, it is what it is. You know?
I was actually telling one of my guys today, I was like, we are so real and we are so flawed. And if you need to know more about that, Monday
we'll
night podcast.
We'll prove it to you. If you want to see how, but the point is, you know, everybody thinks you've got to be this superstar, superhero, super whatever to do well at business and doing online. And I prove every Monday night you can be an idiot
We all do.
And make money. Yeah. You know, so it's good to be. So do we have any new people on tonight? If you're new, let us know you're in for the first time. We'd love to give you a special shout out and welcome you to the TW3 podcast. And I'm glad you're here. Glad everybody's on tonight. We got a few announcements, and then we're going to get right into the training. So let's go ahead and get those announcements knocked out.
Yeah. So if you'll share the podcast using the hashtag TW3podcast390, we'll be giving a free book away tonight for the person who shares it while we're on. So that's, let's see, hashtag podcast TW3podcast390.
And hold on. My phone won't let me turn it sideways.
So no.
I didn't bring my glasses. Don't forget to sign up for the You Are Worth More conference happening coming March 29th through 21st.
Yeah, you did put that. That makes it a little bit difficult.
19th.
Yeah, well.
Through 21st.
How about doing a brother a favor and doing some editing on the fly?
March 19th through 21st.
It's in Greenville, South Carolina. Go to worthmoreconference.com. And let me tell you, you need to be there because I was actually, again, speaking with one of my new enrollments this week. I have seen numerous businesses, including my own, take off after attending a conference that Terry has put on. And it's really, really good. And you should be there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Especially this year, since it's a year and 8 days long. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Send in your shout outs and questions now if you would like to give a rep or client a shout out. We'll be reading that on the air tonight. Please keep all the questions and chat positive, relevant, and no swearing, please.
Good job, River.
Thank you. He's got a really calming voice.
It's very calming there. Yeah. It's almost like he read it.
Are we going to hear the River sound curse. Next? Like,
yeah.
Oh, my word. Yeah. So listen, guys, before we get into this and get into our, we're going to do our interview first, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go into our training. But before we do all that, special shout out, if you have served in the armed forces, if you're military, we just want to say we salute you and we thank you. We're able to do what we do because of your benevolence and your bravery.
That's my husband.
That's your husband, the Marine.
Super proud.
I always, anytime it's Veterans Day or Memorial Day or anything like that, I always remember there's a specific scene in A Few Good Men. If you haven't watched it, Lindsay, you've got to watch it.
I need to watch it.
But if you haven't watched it, two Marines are on trial because they followed the orders of their captain, and the captain who was given orders by the colonel. And because they followed these orders, another Marine died. And so they're on trial for murder. And their defense team, one is pro-military, loves military, loves Marines, loves what they do. And one of them is a little bit struggling. Well, if someone tells you to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge? And they said, well, you don't understand. You follow orders.
I was going to say, in the Marine Corps, you do jump.
Well, so this person that had a problem with the code, the Marine code, mm-hmm. just looks at the Demi Moore, who's playing the other attorney, and says, why do you like them so much? And she snapped back and looks at it because they stand on a wall and they say, nothing's going to harm you tonight. Not mm-hmm. on my watch. Right. And so I get choked up every time during that scene because that's what they do. That's what they do.
That's my man right there.
And that's why we appreciate our armed forces and the people that served in them. And we say thank you. God bless you. God bless your family. We can't say enough and can't do enough to tell you how much we appreciate you. We're going to go to a commercial break. And right after this, we're going to get into our interview. And then I'm going to give you 5 fast cash ways to maybe help earn some extra income this holiday season, take some stress off the pocketbook right after this. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it, and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to terrywilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's terrywilson3.com/call center.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. All right, you're about to hear an interview by, like I said, one of the icons here at TW3. And like I said, what you're going to hear is someone that by sheer will and sheer force of nature said, no, I'm not going to lose this time. I'm going to win. And push through and made it happen. So without further ado, let me get you it right into that interview. Well, tonight we are on the phone with a special guest, someone that I have come to really love, and just to know him is to love him. To be around him is to be around greatness. The one, the only, Bam Bam from the left coast. What is going on, Bam Bam?
Not a whole lot, Terry. Just hanging out on the left coast, digging ourselves, you know?
Just digging on James Brown out there, huh?
Digging on James Brown. It never gets old.
So have you been working on your paradiddles and all of your techniques today?
Actually, too much of that. I need to get back to work on this business here and start expanding.
You're going to get carpal tunnel. You keep that stuff up, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to resist, refrain.
You got to see the rest in the music, right?
Yeah, you have to. Now and then you do have to have some rest, some downtime.
Otherwise, who said it one time? It said the difference between noise and music is the rest in between.
That is exactly true. That is exactly right.
Yep. So, Bam Bam, I want to get into this. You've been with us how many years now? Is it 1, 2, 3? I don't know.
1.5, almost 2 years now.
Almost 2 years.
2 years now.
Yeah, and you've been at every conference. Well, we've only had two, but you've been to both of them. Yeah. You came to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And you came to the second one. And first of all, let me ask, you know, how did you come about to TW3? Where were you at in your life when you found us? And tell me a little bit about that. What was going on? What caused you to want to try us out to start with?
Well, how much time do you have?
Well, it's an hour show, but we can edit this.
All right. Well, I'll try to make this concise.
No worries.
Well, you know, as you, to use some of your words, I was a, you know, old, broke down, busted, and disgusted, out of work jazz musician.
Oh, wow.
Looking to do something about, you know, my teaching business and playing and stuff. And I kind of always avoided the computer stuff. I had somebody else build my website several years ago. Didn't want to deal with any of that stuff. It wasn't my thing. I was more concerned on my teaching and my playing and all that stuff. And I just sort of, you know, didn't get into it. And So finally, I mean, I was looking around for something, and I guess it was probably Craigslist that I ended up talking to Greenbacks.
Wow. The man, the legend, Greenbacks.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I started looking into it, and then something clicked, you know, after I watched some of your videos. I was like, man, this is all the stuff that I've been avoiding for years. You know, maybe it's time I, you know, jumped on something like this. So I checked it out, and then I was kind of on the fence, you know. I wasn't sure. I was, you know, it was one of those things where I was going to start a procrastinators club, but I couldn't decide.
You couldn't decide. You kept putting it off, huh?
Yeah.
You're funny.
So after talking to Gary, I guess, I don't know what it was. It was towards the end. I was kind of balking. I wasn't going to do it. And then I forgot exactly what he said, but something clicked inside my, I think it was the takeaway, like, you know, something like, well, it's not for everybody, or, you know, something in my head. It was a challenge, like, yeah, well, I don't think you can do it, or you won't be able to. And he
was like, dared you into doing it.
Yeah, I go, you don't know who you're talking to here.
You won't do it. You can't do it. I bought you.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I mean, he didn't use those words. I'm just saying that I kind of, that message sort of clicked in me. It's like, either that too, I was like, you know, this is it, man. This is, you know, what else do you want? This is everything, you know, the whole lead generation thing. And I was like, man, I got to get it. So I just went for it.
You went for
it. And, yeah. And, you know, it was a great decision. I struggled, just like everybody does.
But. Sure. Well, I want to get into that because, you know, yeah, it's a great decision as you look back on it now, but let's go back to when you first started and you're just in the business and you're like in your second or third month. You just said, I've avoided computers. I've avoided that.
Do we have to?
Well, I think it's good just because, honestly, Bam Bam, which is, his name is Ron Oslin, by the way, guys. We have a lot of people. You represent the lion's share of people that are our clients, which are people that are hungry.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm serious, brother.
I resemble that remark.
But honestly, they're hungry. They want to do something.
That's true.
But the computer thing, the technology thing sometimes can be a challenge. So just where were you 3 months into the business? Tell us where you were at mentally, emotionally, and even financially.
Well, this is bad.
Tell the truth now.
It was bad. Yeah, it was. Well, you know, it took me a while to realize, like, I, you know, I hadn't, the way I used to learn things in school was the old way, you know, you'd go to lectures, take tests, and even have all these, you know, homework and labs and stuff. But now everything's on the computer, PDFs and training videos and coaching over the phone. It was totally different for me.
So it was going against your learning style. Yeah.
Not just the learning style, but then the other thing, like you were saying, the computer stuff, right? I wasn't organized. I didn't really have good computer skills. I could barely, you know, just kind of, I could do, you know, basic stuff, but I really didn't have, a good, organizational skill. But fortunately for me, probably about, I don't know, 6 to 8 months ago before this happened, I was actually at one of the, you know, learning centers, like the EDD, the, you know, where they have like computer labs and stuff where you can do Word and Excel. So I was just starting to kind of like do some stuff myself for several months. So, you know, it was good timing right at that time.
Gotcha. So, the learning to learn a different way was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actual material to learn was a challenge. Yep. So here's the $1 million question. How come you just didn't quit and give up and walk away mad?
Well,
what caused you? Cause I'm genuinely interested in this because I have watched you, push through the frustration and really do something. And I see in you the icon of what people can do if they just won't quit. So I've got to ask, what was in your drink? What were you eating? What were you what? I mean, where did you find it in yourself to not quit and just keep pushing? And I know I put you on the spot.
Well, probably the biggest thing down underneath is like, you have to tell yourself that, you know what? Let's pretend that you don't have any choice. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Let's pretend that no matter what, okay, yeah, some things I'd have like little successes here and there, but I was, struggling just trying to get the system and contact with people and get help and all that stuff and then organize myself, all that stuff. It was just a pull. And so for me, when people talk about the shiny object syndrome, and that was the other thing, I was kind of looking at things down the road when I shouldn't have been.
Right.
Thinking about, R&P stuff and how I was going to get into that. And I was like, no, it took me a while to get my mind wrapped around. I had to, just get the funnel, the basic idea of it, how it worked and everything. You don't have to be a master of it. You just kind of have to, and that was one thing I think that helped me, that I forced myself to build my funnel a couple, two or three times. I started using some of the other videos besides just the CC videos, right, because I understood that there's going to be a fair amount of people that also want to see what else they can do,
sure,
besides working the call center and reselling the whole package and everything. And so they would understand a bit better about the lead generation software and how it worked and,
right,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, but the... I can't remember. Do you remember what month you came on? What time of the year was it? Do you remember? Wasn't it in the fall?
Dude, it's embarrassing. I don't even want to say this because if my wife hears it, she'll be like, oh, so that's what you were doing.
Oh, your wife's in the room, so you can't answer on.
No, she's not here right now. Actually, Friday nights are good for me. This is the actual night that I actually play drums all night because she's at her mom's house.
I got you.
That's embarrassing because I didn't know what I was going to do, how I was going to tell her that what I started doing. Mm-hmm. And for almost a few months, I didn't say anything. She was like, well, I know you're doing something because you're up late at night on the computer every night. I go, yeah, I'm just working on this stuff. And then finally, when I got close to making some sales and stuff, that's when I told myself, I'm not going to tell her until I'm starting to be a little bit successful. I don't want to tell her like, hey, I started, right? Well, I was kind of hedging my bets a little bit.
Well, how did you get to Greenville without her?
Well, I managed to finagle this. I did it.
Oh my word. So you were with us, and do you know how long you were with us before you started seeing that first sale? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, just because of all that, it took me a while, probably a good, after that first 3 months when I started pushing a little bit, maybe around 6 months or so in when I started kind of trying. And then I went to the conference, and then I came back and rebuilt my funnel and worked it pretty hard. But then it was tough through the summer because I didn't realize it was, that was a harder part of the season. But I kept going, and then I realized that, man, all that time, that's when I met Mark after the first conference and, mm-hmm, saw that, not only did he get the strategy, but he had, he was really good with the tech stuff and really understood how to string that stuff together. And I was like, oh yeah, this is the guy I need to learn from.
But it seems like after the conference, when you came back, I did start seeing some sales come in. I know.
Yeah. It did pick up. Yeah. But then it got better after, finally after I redid the funnel the second time with Mark's help. When we put those videos in, that was the icing right there. Those good videos we put in that really helped.
That's what started taking it off when you started redoing your funnel and stuff. Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah. So if I hear it correctly, you struggled for a few months, 3 months, came to the conference, went back, and then you started seeing some sales come in. So it was a good, 6 months before you made your first sale. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was about consistently. I think I started doing better after about 6 months. I had made a couple sales, but it wasn't anything
I got
you. Luck, I thought, you know.
I got you. But then you hit it, and it was just like, boom.
Well, yeah, then once I, you know, had some extra help and some coaching, then I just started working hard, even doubled down on it and worked harder.
Gotcha. And then I read, because I saw what you commented on, I think, Trevor's post the other day.
Oh, yeah, that was a great post the other night, man. Yeah. I got it. Kudos to him, man. That was awesome.
I really appreciate the kindness. He didn't have to go that night. So I told him, I said, I'm That was awesome.
I was like, I got to take some blogging lessons from this guy.
Yeah, he's a great writer. I need to let him write my blogs. Good Lord.
He's great. I was like, what?
Yep. It was good. It was really good. But I noticed you commented on it because he's a musician and a teacher.
Yep.
And
I think I talked to him briefly.
I got you.
In the past.
Well, yeah. You had mentioned something that I didn't know, that you had actually started using our lead gen tools and stuff to.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot to mention that.
So you're not only are you reselling TW3, but you're using it for your coaching, or excuse me, your school, your music school.
Yep.
Man, that's awesome.
I actually, you know what? Whenever I run at, I was telling some of my reps, I was showing them, you know, the lead sheet that I have for that music school thing. Whenever I run ads, I usually have to pull the ads after about 48 hours because I have about a half a dozen new students come in.
That is amazing.
And so I pull them, and then, you know, cause it feel, I only want to do, you know, I do about, I don't know, about 14 or 16 hours a week on the drum and music business. And then the other 24 hours a week or more, you know, on this business.
Yeah. Let me read. It says, you were giving him kudos, and he says, I have been, to two of the conferences and with over 50 sales and 300% increase in my own drum and music business. I can guarantee this deal is real.
That's what, I guarantee it. That's just what, like Greenback says, the deal is real.
Well, Van Van, I really appreciate you taking the time tonight. I know you're busy and you could be playing, you could be doing a lot of other things, but I was like, you know, you said something, before we started recording about, well, you know, we've had the rock stars on and now Bam Bam's on. But you are a rock star. You are a rock star. You're right up there with everybody else. And I'll tell you why. Because I like the fact that, you know, you didn't quit. You admitted it, saying computers ain't my thing, Terry. And let's just be real. You were there for a while. You were frustrated with me and everything.
It took me a while to be aware of myself. I was frustrated with myself as well. So,
well, I
took it out on everybody else,
but I don't take it personal. It's just, but I want it to be real because there's people out there right now that started with us or started some other business. Cause I want to give value to everybody. If you're into anything new, whether it be TW3, whether it be Melaleuca, whether it be selling insurance, whatever you're doing. You know, and it's new to you. It's going to be frustrating, but here you're listening to Bam Bam out on the left coast, my buddy Ron. And he's telling you, he was frustrated with me. I mean, he sent me some emails like, you know, Terry, I'm irritated with
help a brother out here. Come on now.
Come on. You know, and it was, you know, but he pushed through it, you know, and look at him now. He's doing well with TW3. I mean, he is one of our icons here. You hear me give him a shout out just about every podcast. I'll say, hey, Bam Bam, because he just reminds me that if you're willing to push through your own frustrations and aggravations, you can have what you want. And so, Bam Bam, I really, really appreciate you being part of the TW3 family. And, we look forward to the conference every year because we know we're going to get to see you.
I can't wait, man. I appreciate you. I love the TW3 family.
Absolutely. And we're going to have you in the studio with us the Wednesday night, right? You coming?
Oh, I guess.
I guess.
All right.
I'm going to put you behind the golden TW3 microphone here so you can lay down the law. You can host this show.
I'm going to have to start practicing my announcer voice. Like, I don't know how to talk on the radio or whatever.
Listen, if you had to have a good voice, I wouldn't be doing this.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah, I've got covered.
Is that it? No.
Yeah. goodness. Well, yeah. Man, go back and get on those drums and lay down a groove so deep that anybody will fall into it.
We will. We will.
All right, bro. Thanks for being on.
All right. Love your show.
Love you.
Bye. Talk soon. All right. Bye-bye.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
What's good?
All right, all right, all right. That was Bam Bam on the Left Coast.
You need to see what
did you think about that, Reagan?
That was awesome. Also, I just noticed, is the camera on me? I can't tell.
Yeah. I can put it off or
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Let's get it.
I just didn't realize that it would match for today because I didn't realize we were doing Ron's interview today. But
you and Ron have a kindred spirit.
Yeah, I'll say it's everybody's looking at that like I don't get it. What is he talking about?
A couple people in the audience will know what it's just a connection Zildjian
for,
is.
Yeah, it's just a connection for me and us. Yeah.
Absolutely, brother. So guys, that was Bam Bam. Like I said, he is an icon here because he's here to prove that it doesn't matter what you start with, it's what you finish with. And if you will dedicate yourself to learning what's in front of you, learning and mastering whatever God's given you and put in front of you, put in your hands, man, make it happen. And you can have anything in life if you'll just go after it and don't quit. Persistence. I'm telling you, we had it on a training. I think Tom from Chi-Town corrected me that what's my guy over? Babe Ruth said, it's hard to beat a man that won't quit. It's hard to meet a man that won't quit. And so I love Ron because of that. And he came on with Greenbacks and is also working with other members like Captain Quackenbush and others. And we got a whole family here that helps each other out. And that's the beautiful thing about TW3. We're all here. We're all in this together. We all got our own strengths and we can pull from one another and make it happen. So I'm going to get right into our training. I want to show you, this is a training that we advertise that I want to show you five income hacks that's going to teach you how to make some quick cash for the holidays. And then we got a lot of great questions that are coming in. I know people's got questions about the hotel arrangements. I think Dave Johnson had a question about, making money with the affiliate marketing things and stuff like that. So we'll get into that right after this training. So let's get into it right now. Five ways to make fast cash, especially around the holiday season when money can be tight at times. Here are the five things I'm going to cover. Number one, how to make money on Fiverr. Number two, how to make money offering loans. Number three, how to make money with different business opportunities. Number four, how to make money in the insurance referral marketing products and plans that we have. And number five, giveaways. Let's get started. Fiverr. The first thing you need to know about Fiverr is it is a platform for people to buy and sell services. So if you have the TW3 products and access to the various softwares and assets that we have as lead generation and marketing consultants here at TW3, you can make quick money on Fiverr using a lot of the different products and services that we offer. You can create landing pages for people. You can do bulk text and bulk dialing for people. And you can also generate lead lists for people. So these are ways that I've made quick cash on Fiverr just using some of the tools that we have. Quick landing page, if you've got a particular type of page that you know how to make real quick, maybe you've already got templates, it's real easy just copy and paste and make someone a page real quick. To do bulk texting, bulk dialing, and generating a lead list for people, keep in mind at TW3, you can get up to 1,000 filtered, scrubbed, opted in cold leads for only around $8-$9, and then sell them for $5 per 100 or $5 per 10 or however you want to sell it. So you can make quick cash on Fiverr selling various lead lists. You can also generate loans and loan opportunities. Around this time of year, people are needing cash to buy Christmas and the holidays for travel. You can get hooked up with Cash Mutual Store if you're an elite member, My Zippy Loan, Cabbage, and Net Loans to offer various loan opportunities based on the client's credit and ability to pay back the loan. So these are lending opportunities that you just generate leads for and get paid anywhere from $25 up to $150. Business opportunities are big this time of year because you can show people how to make money from home as a sales affiliate right here at TW3. craft assembly, blogging and writing, and even doing product surveys. So if you're an ELT member in your RMP package, you will have those and show people how they can assemble little crafts and CD cases and jewel cases and different craft things and get paid anywhere from $5 to $10 to $20 an hour, how to blog and write for people and get paid, how to fill out surveys and get paid. All of that is in your RMP as an elite member at TW3. And it's an easy, fast way to show people with very low resistance how to get started making money from home as a side hustle and not even have to come off the hip a lot of money. Keep in mind, our sales affiliate position is free, and then you can turn around and help them become successful by selling them leads at your discretion, at your cost. Insurance leads. This is open enrollment for Medicare, for health insurance, and always final expense and property and casualty. So we have RMPs that will pay you anywhere from $5 to $50 per lead you generate. So you don't even have to be in the insurance business to make money. You have the marketing tools, and as a plus or elite member, you're trained on how to generate leads for this particular industry. So you can generate leads and then sell them to people already standing in line, willing to pay you top dollar for exclusive leads. You can also show people and do it yourself. Give retail cards like Walmart cards, like gift cards to Starbucks, like giving gaming consoles and different electronics and audiobooks and different things giveaway, and you get paid for that through our RMP offer. So those are ways where you're not selling anything, giving stuff away. And because what you're technically doing is giving this third party a lead to be able to cross sell, cross promote to, and they're willing to give them things just to get their information, you're getting paid to send them over there. So those are five quick ways you can make money this holiday season using the platform and the tools and the training here at TW3.
To our show with Terry Wilson.
And those are my five ways to make fast cash this holiday season. And I hope that helps you with, even if you're not a member, some of the stuff that I was showing you there about how, you know, you can buy dials from us without being a member. You know, I think we dial out 1,000 people for what, $110, and that's an opted in filtered scrubbed list. You just put your list together of who you want to dial. And so if you want to dial 1,000 people, we're going to charge you $100 and some odd. You go to Fiverr and sell the service for $200. But if you're a member, you get that service for like $35, $38. So it's even more margin. And then you're taught how to formulate a script that's going to be a little bit more compelling than the average person could do. So those are some things that you can do. Fast cash right there to make money. We're going to go one more break, and then we get back. We're going to start answering your questions right after this.
All the breaks.
Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business. You know where to go and how to find it. If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com, and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. You are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it, and you will start having it. All right, Reagan, what
is 27% of $600,000?
27%.
The golden mic needs to answer.
The golden
mic. Nope.
I got to get my calculator.
You're not allowed to.
27% of what?
$600,000.
Well, I don't know.
What? I was asked this question in an important meeting for me recently, and I was like, I really don't know that. I'm not even going to try and answer that.
I'm a homeschool kid.
Yeah. I'm just dumb.
I would say it'd be somewhere around $2,000.
And what was that question for the people who...
You are way off.
How much is it?
20. Okay, I said 26%.
Of 6,000?
No, you said 27%.
Okay, 27% of $600,000.
Oh. Then I would say somewhere around $200,000.
I know it's not two. Yeah, it's probably somewhere around there.
No, that would be a third.
No, somebody knows it. All right, 27%
is right under a third.
No, we're boring people with this. This was a joke. No,
33% is a third.
We're still going on. This was a joke.
Okay. All right. Don't do that.
That wasn't a real question. This is a real question. Can you say if we have rooms blocked off at the Aloft?
So we do have, I think, 50 rooms. Here's the thing. The reason we're saying the Aloft is because that's where a lot of the social events are going to be. Like the mixer and stuff like that. And the actual conference room is literally right across the alley.
Like 10 steps.
10 steps. But that being said, there are tons and tons of hotels.
If you're an introvert.
If you're an introvert, you want to get away from the crowd.
There are good places to
Like, for
stay.
Instance, you're going to see me at the Aloft, and you're going to see some other people. Lindsay is going to be in Spartanburg at Hotel. she's got to have her downtown. But the point is, there's tons and tons of hotels around downtown Greenville, a block away, two blocks away. So don't feel pressure to get right there at the Aloft. The Aloft, I think our rate is somewhere around $150. You call them saying, I'm coming with the conference. It's around $150. Honest to Pete, their normal rates are like $165, $169. So it's not a huge rate. They just wouldn't give us that much off of it. So
and the taxes just bring bougie. It right back up.
But it's a bougie place. And
it's a very nice
very
place.
Very frou-frou.
Yeah.
I would say it's very modern. It's
is.
A very modern.
And
looking.
They're very environment friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I like to stay at this bougie place called Holiday Inn. It's pretty.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see. Next question. Can a person make some money with the affiliate marketing system quickly?
Affiliate marketing, depending on what type and kind that you're doing, some of it will take you a while. Some of it won't. If you're pretty keen on making landing pages and opt-in forms and setting up autoresponders, I mean, if you're technically proficient, then as fast as you can build your funnel and populate that funnel with the affiliate offer you're making, that's the speed in which you're going to find success. Now, if what I just said to you sounded like someone speaking in tongues, then that means that it probably won't be the fastest route to success for you, but don't get discouraged. There are other things that you can do in the TW3 platform to get to that point. That's not to discourage you. And hear me, guys, everybody thinks I'm here just, well, you got to sell TW3, you got to sell TW3. And we've had people that joined our program and literally was there for 8 hours to see about an hour and a half to 3 hours worth of videos and made a huge sweeping judgment on a program that's got hundreds of thousands of hours in or hundreds of hours, based on the first part of it is we use selling TW3 as a template, mm-hmm. as a,
a roadmap,
to go by.
This is how
an
you
example
do things.
Because when you get into RMP, which has got affiliate offers, CPA offers, I got all different types of offers. An affiliate offer, usually to do affiliate marketing, you have to make a sale. We have offers where all you have to do is generate a lead and send a lead over there and you get paid. So there's no conversion sale that has to be made. So it's really cool stuff in our RMP package. But the speed in which success happens is the speed in which some of those things that Ron just talked about.
And how diligent you are too.
Yeah.
Because there is absolutely money to be made in that forum, but you've got to be diligent and consistently tweak your approach.
The majority of my money comes from that now.
Well, so. The thing I think a lot of people don't realize is that's not the fastest way to start making money.
It's
incredibly appetizing and a lot of people are like drawn to that. But the people that are in our business mostly that are making money from that, and there's a lot of people making money from it, they've been in it a while. And you got to learn how to set your systems up, got to learn how to set your funnels up, got to learn what kind of leads you send to what
right.
you know, like there's some steps to it. And people want to go from step one to step nine. And
right.
Like, well, it didn't work. It's like, you got to go.
For the person asking that, they're probably not a member. I don't know, but I'm going to assume they're not for conversational purposes. in our back office, we have like 14 steps. I think it is 13 or 14 steps. I can't remember. But RMP is like in step 9 and 10 and 11. And
it's up there.
It's up there, which tells you it's been our professional experience over 11 years.
Yep.
That you need to know these things first, not because mm-hmm. they're self-serving, not because we're trying to do anything, but just equip you with the skill sets that you need.
It's your foundation.
Yeah. So yeah. I come on here. I've been doing this a while. I've got a doctorate degree, if you want to put it in those terms. And I'm saying, hey, look at this, look at that, look at what I'm able to do with what I'm able to do here. And I just took the microphone off. And if you want to go ahead and mute that, go ahead and do your yawning. Go ahead and get it over with. This is why we hadn't had Lindsay on in a while.
I've been fired because I go to bed at 8 o'clock.
At night. So anyway, but the long answer is you can make, that being said, I've got people that knows how to build a landing page, knows how to do that, mm-hmm. can get started. So it's just as, you know, the speed's really up to where you're at. And I hope that didn't sound dismissive. I hope I fully answered your question. If it didn't redirect, I'd be more than happy to take another stab at it.
It was incredibly dismissive.
Thank you.
Just messing. Let's see. Did you really? There you go. Yeah, you got to have the snare. I just heard the cymbal.
Yeah, sorry.
Also, our good friend Russell has a good story about Zildjian.
Yeah.
He was wearing a shirt one time and a guy asked him, he's like, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's a cymbal. And the guy goes, a cymbal of what?
Hey, do you know about the top hat drum?
Symbol of hope.
Symbol of unemployment.
You guys know about the top hat drum?
Yeah.
The one that's like...
Yeah, it's the hi-hat.
The hi-hat.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah,
hi-hat.
I knew what you meant by it. I was thinking
toms.
Well, we were getting ready to kick off our set, and it was one of these sets where like there was a pause in the music where I really need some rhythm mm-hmm. in order to stay in tune with the other pianists. And I was like, can you just hit those drums like this? And would that be okay? And the worship leader was like, no, that would be terrible. And I said, no, that thing that just goes like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get what you're saying. No. Yeah. We don't want quarter notes throughout the song. No.
We don't want hi-hat notes.
I got struck down.
Yeah. It's funny how they want you to have a sense of rhythm in the band, and it's very discriminating.
Boy, I got some stories about that.
Sometimes you just sacrifice just because nobody can stay in time. let's see. When you're an elite member and you make a sale, is the 97 automatically deducted from your residuals?
Yeah. So in step two, we show you how to set up a merchant account.
Step three.
Is it step three? Step three is a merchant account. And then when you sell, you're giving the enrollment form to set up the $50 is your portion of that. And you just set it up on auto draft with the merchant accounts we recommend. And then it's automatically put in your account each month. And so you get like Greenbacks that's on here and Captain Quackenbush and other people. And you, it's got several members that I'm telling you, that residual gets really nice, really quick.
It's very helpful.
It's very helpful. It's very, very helpful.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I'm a fan of residual. I think it's the fastest way to build wealth, to be honest with you.
All right. See, next question. How would one go about finding and producing private investor leads?
How would one go about
finding and producing private investor leads?
Private investor leads.
That's a hi-hat question.
Yeah, that's a high. Well, here again, we've got in step 7, if you're a plus member, go look at that. And for those who are not TW3 members, it's the overview of that is people, product, process. You've got to isolate who the people are that buys that product. Okay. So who's the avatar of private investors? What's their income bracket? What area of the country holds that majority of those type of people? Then you target those type of people with the product. What is a compelling script? So we get into what is it? Because there's 15,000 different things you can invest in. So I have to then narrow down what's the product. Are we investing in real estate? Are we investing in gold? Are we investing in securities? Or, you know, so I, here again, it might sound dismissive, but there's a process in marketing, people, product, process. If I know who the people are, I know who my product is, then that informs me, okay, I'm going to use a bulk texter. I'm going to text these folks this way. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to redirect them to this type of funnel. So That's the process. But I don't know what my process is. And the question is asking what process is to get private investors. Well, I've got to isolate who are these private investors first, you know, and that's what step seven goes into in our package.
Cool. 162,000. Yeah. Just for the record, we had like three or four people answer that.
Got 'em.
Golly, we're an ADD bunch.
Which, for the record, they may have known it right off the bat because we got a lot of smart people in our group.
That's true.
But I was specifically told no calculators. And I was like, well, that's not fair. Why would I? Who knows numbers like that?
Why would you do that?
I don't think I'm... I can tell you right now, I'm not for your position.
What was the question for people who weren't listening? Not me specifically, but for those in the back who are...
What's 27% of 600,000?
At least 20 feet.
My son...
Three apples.
Again, who is a homeschool kid.
Train going 10 miles an hour.
His teacher at church was like, hey, Wells, can you read this, you know, passage? And he goes, I'm a homeschool kid. Gotcha. And I was like, really?
That doesn't bode well for you. All right. I like the answer where they go, yes, I could read that. All right, let's see. Which one of the five money-making opportunities you just discussed can a sales affiliate make quick money?
Well,
sales affiliate doesn't have our tools.
Yeah.
So you're not, all the RMP stuff would be off the table. So I would go to that Fiverr, go to TerryWilson3.com/Fiverr. You can get it a 30% discount. And then what you'd want to do is start selling services like bulk dialing. Say you could just post an ad and said, I'll dial 1,000 people for $200 with your message. You know, I'm on cold call for you. And then you get their message, you go, and then for $100, you can buy a dial campaign. And you just say, who do you want me to call? What area? What, you know, what's the age, the income, the area you want to call? And I'll do that for $200. And then it's going to cost you $100, but you can net $100 off of that. When you have these tools, you could actually charge $100 and make $70 or $150, because the cost of that, just so you know, is like $38. If you're a member at TW3, you get data lists for like $9. You can go over to Fiverr and resell data lists for $50, you know, and net a sweet profit. You can bulk text, you can bulk email, you can do all kinds of these marketing things, but you got to have those tools. But we do have one tool available for even non-members, and that's that bulk dialer.
And you need to show up to Wednesday night membership trainings, because that's where you unpack all of the sweet stuff.
Learn how to use them. That's right. That's right. But that was a sales affiliate that's not a member, so they wouldn't have that advantage. True. So I'd want to serve them.
Do you have to be an elite member for the giveaways? I'm assuming giveaways RMP.
Yes, you would have to be an elite member for that. That's not in the plus package. Unless you're an elite member, if you're working with an elite member and they make that available to you, but most will not. And it's my fault that they won't, because I trained them not to.
I was trained not to.
And there's many, many reasons for that. And just to let you know, one of the reasons is...
You're a jerk.
Yes.
No, those campaigns have very, very strict guidelines that we're to operate.
Those campaigns have very strict guidelines, and there needs to be advanced training on how to do those so you don't get in trouble with the advertisers. And at that level, you really need to be at an elite level. And so that the elite member doesn't get in trouble by sending out a link to another person that doesn't
know what they're doing
and getting everybody in trouble. So that's why we reserve.
You work hard to establish a credible history.
Yes.
In that,
because the more credibility you have with our referral marketing partners, the better offers that they give you. Mm. And so you want to protect that.
You don't want to strike out.
Don't want to strike out. Yeah.
Please tell us more about signing up people to be on the hourly phone work. What type of work do plus members make money off signing up people?
I think they conflated two things.
Yeah. Might be a little bit of a...
Yeah. We do have hourly and salary jobs. They are in the office type jobs, and they are as varied as the person's degree and location. Okay. It could be working at a factory. It could be working at an office. It could be working at a call center. It just depends on where they're at in the country and their education, their experience, and all that. We are paid as marketers to generate leads for these companies that are hiring for particular. And so that's why, you know, this whole thing was all TW3 is trying to sell. No, we want to help people wherever you're at, whatever you do. And most people, and you can ask any member on here, they will hear my training. Most people are not a fit for entrepreneurialism at this level. Mm-hmm. Most people, and that's not a disparaging remark, it's just where they're at.
What's one of the first things we show you when you build a funnel is you ask them, you looking for an hourly salary job? Like, what are you looking for?
What are you looking for? Let me help you.
Yeah, there's no disparaging remark on either type.
We come at this thing as a consultant, a career consultant, not a salesperson.
But if you're a triangle, you're looking for a triangle hole. I'm not going to take a square and just jam it in. Like, it just doesn't work that way.
My opening question is, which opportunity that we have interests you the most?
Yeah.
It's not like a, do you want to buy this package?
And let me just, and it's not because, well, that's easy. No, we get paid to do that. It's in our best interest.
Yeah.
And so that's why our plus members and our elite members can do that. And even though our reps can't do that because they're not credentialed with RMP, they can benefit from it because you can still offer those. You won't get paid for it.
But for your elite member, though, you can offer those things.
Right. Yeah. But you have that carrot, which helps you advertise in places otherwise you couldn't.
You couldn't break in.
Right.
Yep. What is the rate for a campaign for the text message marketing?
Yeah, so you're going to have to buy the data to text, and that's usually, what, around $8, I think.
Well, 1,000 filtered scrub leads is like $30 for members?
No, that's for non-members. For members, they get a discount code, and they put that in, and I think it's like $8.
Oh.
And then...
I thought 30 was a steal.
I know. That's what I'm saying. People don't realize what we're giving stuff away.
Yeah.
And then the data, the actual text, I think per 1,000 is around 35. Excuse me. Per 100 is around 30. Texting is expensive. I mean, just put it that way. But the bulk texter that we use, I think it's going to be per 100. It's around $20-$25, something like that. So it costs money to text 1,000 people. But texting is the most effective.
99% open rate.
You know, this is funny. Last week, had a guy on there. I heard you didn't have any software. And I said, are you on the podcast tonight? Yeah, okay. Obviously he was. And I was like, how did you know about it? Oh, I got this text.
He was looking for the hardware that you buy at Best Buy.
That's weird.
That's what he was looking for.
And how did I send all of
you sent it by pigeon. Stop lying. Yeah. What is your favorite lead generation source and why?
My favorite lead generation source is my podcast, and it's because I can't spell. And even though even though I can't speak well either.
Can't autocorrect my words in the air.
I do find me talking with my hands and keep talking brings context to what I meant, so that when I'm my inability to articulate thought, I can in context eventually get the point across.
All right, there. Stop it. All right.
Did I say something?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Jordan Peterson, big word man. I can't even understand what Jordan Peterson is saying half the time. He's speaking in tongues.
What, who?
Jordan Peterson.
You need Jordan Peterson.
I really
in your
do
life.
Like listening to him, though. But it's like, I have to look up just about every word he says because he's like, and it's inevitable. It's inevitable to see your
You can't. He's trying.
He's trying hard. I only have such a short vocabulary. I really can't mimic it.
It is true, though. Sometimes I pause it and have to think about what he said. I'm like, wait
a
minute.
What is his topic? What's his take home?
Psychology, really.
He's a professor of psychology out of Toronto University, and he came on the scene about 2 years ago because of some political controversy. We won't get into that because his name is charged. So half our audience is probably going to love him. The other half might not.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get too deep into that. We're fans. If you're not, don't worry about it. You know, but I like him.
Yep.
I like him.
He just
him.
Uses very big words all the time.
No, he doesn't.
He's so you need smart. A thesaurus.
I use that as a compliment. He's very smart, so he's always using
You're the words. Archetype.
All right. We got some more questions.
All right, let's keep going.
Let's not waste people's time. Can you explain what you can do with the Sales Rep and Trainer Plus package? It's a great question, Gary.
Yeah, the Sales Rep and Plus Rep and Trainer package.
I may
sales
have rep? Mispronounced it. Can you explain what you can do with the Sales Rep and Trainer Plus package?
Great question. Thanks, Greenbacks. So if you're a sales rep, what that means is, hey, Terry, I don't have a product to sell, and I want something to sell from home. But here's the thing. I've tried to pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I've tried to call my friends, family, and foes, and none of this home-based business stuff ever works out for me because I'm just not going to go pester people, right? I'm not Lindsay Taylor. I can't just go out there and just sell stuff online like, you know.
I'm not even trying to sell CBD oil, and y'all trying to buy it from me.
So what we do is, okay, we say, rather than just being a sales affiliate, whether you're just selling our system. Get the system, learn the training, and then what we will do, rather than just give you a commission pay schedule, we'll give you commission pay schedule to sell and a schedule to train. That's why we call it, there's a trainer on it. So you're going to sell it to them and you're going to stick after sell and help them onboard, learn these tools, learn this training. And as such, on a $1,000 sale, you're making $750. That's 75% commission.
I call it a business in a box.
It's a business in a box.
License, credential, and train you to succeed.
That's exactly right. Unlike any other business. That's beautiful. I'm glad you're on tonight.
I've got a script and I'm just saying it from my heart.
But see, when I got into insurance.
Well, those are contradictory, but either way.
We'll buy it. When I got into insurance, they said, okay, now you're credentialed and licensed with the state to sell this term life, this whole life, this whatever. But who did I sell it to? Well, that's your problem. See you, buddy.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And that's how most businesses are. But with TW3, ask Greenbacks, ask Tom from Chi-Town, ask Trevor Eisenman, the Iceman, ask the legend, Miss Linda Wilson, ask any of these people. And they'll tell you, you use our tools, you don't have to cold call. People are calling you nonstop. So all you have to do is become good and proficient at saying, are you right for entrepreneurialism? Are you right to just be a sales affiliate? Or do you need an hourly salary? And you just start pitch or ditch. That's all you're doing all day. Okay. That's the sales rep and trainer. All you're doing is focusing on selling TW3. As a plus member, you're doing that. Plus, as a plus rep and trainer, you might be in insurance, real estate, direct sales, whatever, and you want to generate leads for that business as well. Because you just heard Bam Bam tonight. He teaches drums. And you've heard Tom from Chi-Town. And you've heard all these other folks that have all these different things that they want to sell, but they also want to sell TW3. Tom from Chi-Town came on. He wasn't even buying the system.
Where's Chi-Town?
Chicago.
Why do you call it Chi-Town?
Just have to keep going. Come back to it later.
I'm very distressed by this because I hear you say this over and over and I just need to know.
Chicago.
It's shy.
Yeah, but it's like
a common.
I've never heard of that, but it's kind of like shy.
It's a common.
Okay, I can roll with it.
Nice. Just like Hotlanta.
I mean, it's hot there though. It's real hot there.
All right, moving on.
Anyway, Tom from Chicago.
Thank you.
Chicago.
Nevertheless, he came on to use.
I miss Lindsay.
And I told you guys, she's the squirrel in the audience.
Lindsay's the best.
So he's got a podcast he does himself, and he goes, look, here's all the leads I got this week. And he just shows it right there on his podcast.
Boom, shakalaka laka. That's what he does.
That's how he rolls.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that smart. I wished I could. But, you know, once you learn, and that's the key of everything about TW3. At the end of the day, if you don't have leads, you don't have a business. That's why we're successful in referral marketing, affiliate marketing, CPA marketing, all this other stuff. Because once you learn how to generate leads, how do you generate a lead? You've got to understand a little bit about marketing. You have to understand a little bit about technology.
Oh, and bless it.
What is steps 1 through 6?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
And so everybody wants to go to step 12 and learn how Terry makes all this money on autopilot, but they don't want to take the time to understand, well, here's what's under the hood that makes
And I've been coaching a lot of my people, like, here's the thing. Most of us have in common the fact that we're entrepreneurs. And so we see the value in an income potential, but you can't chase down every single one on the first day.
You can't.
You have to do it in order.
You cannot. That's exactly right. Good stuff. Good question. Did I answer? I hope Greenbacks, I answered that. But that's the difference between plus and
what up, Chi-Town?
What up, Chi-Town?
I got you now.
You've never heard of that?
I've only heard you say that, and I let it slide like for the last few months. But I was like, I got to nail this down tonight.
You would do well to assume I'm right first.
I should. What was I thinking? You're the former president of the HOA. Surely you know everything.
Thank you. They don't just give that to anybody.
I mean, obviously not.
Obviously. I've got my own initials.
Yeah, you do.
On my wall.
You got them.
All right, go on.
All right. Let's see.
This is rolling off the wheels or off the tracks real quick.
But Terry, I only bought the sales rep package and you just taught me how to resell it.
I figured you liked them. I have two people that want hourly home-based phone sales. Is that available?
You've got what now?
I have two people that want hourly home-based phone sales. Is that available?
No.
Yeah. No.
Hold on. Let me say it a little more gracefully. We can refer you to one of our marketing partners who employs people, and we'll see if we can match your education and experience with a potential opening in your zip code. That is one avenue that we can take to see if there's a phone sale opportunity. Right. However, if you want to work from home, then the opportunity that we have working from home is to be trained, licensed, and credentialed through us to work for yourself from your home. And then, yeah, you can take calls from home all day long.
We do have some RMPs that offer hourly jobs from home on the phone.
But in they're not sales jobs normally.
In certain areas, we do.
So it depends on your zip code again.
But here's the thing. If you're right off the street and don't have experience in that, you're not going to get hired.
Right.
You're just not. So we can, 9 out of 10 times when someone says, I want to work from home, most of the time I ask them what's more important, working from home or a guaranteed hourly salary. Because I'm not going to say absolutely no, there's no way you can work from home on an hourly salary. But I'm going to say this. Unless you have experience and specialized license in a certain area, the chances, and then being in an area that they're hiring a call center in that they could, because it's hard to manage people working from home that there's not some sort of production-based pay schedule attached to it. Because how do they know you're not home watching Oprah or watching whatever?
I used to work in a call center from home. I did Spanish. It's there. I spoke Spanish and handled the member relations for a company.
Yeah.
For their Spanish-speaking clients. And there were a ton of metrics. Like, there was no way that you could just watch TV and watch the clouds. You had metrics. You had call times. You had people jumping on your calls and, like, measuring your performance.
And they're out it's there, serious. And we can refer you to them. But what you'll want to tell that person and your clients is, 9 out of 10 times, if you're wanting hourly, 9 out of 10 times. Not all the time.
Not all the time.
9 out of 10 times, you're going to go into an office. That's why if you look at our 90-day money made guarantee, one of the things we say is if once you get step 1 through 6 done, and once you do the activity, the prescribed activity for 90 days straight, that doesn't mean being in the business for 90 days. That doesn't mean I started this month and 3 months from now. No, it means once you get steps 1 through 6 done verifiably and you've done this prescribed activity for 90 days, if you don't see success after that, we will get you an hourly job working from home in a call center. How can I say that? Because now you have experience.
Well, and
I
can put a resume together.
Right.
Right.
You know,
you got your connection for your RMP.
We've got a connection through our RMP that won't talk to anybody.
But they'll talk to somebody who's coming to your organization that has been under your training.
But straight off the street, no. Cool. Most of the time.
All right. We got a few more questions. Let's try.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you guys are good. Just want to make sure everybody gets their questions answered.
We're in timeout.
Nope. Do you have to get approved to refer people to the hourly resource? If so, what is that approval process? You kind of talked on it a little bit, but just.
Yeah. So if you go to your elite member, if you're a plus member and get that, if you're an elite member, go into your back office, into your elite RMP, and there's training on step-by-step how to get all that set up and all that.
It's cool. Super easy.
It's super, super easy. But if you're an elite member, listen to me. That doesn't mean you skip 1 through 6.
Nope.
Because if you don't have certain things set up, they're going to turn you down.
Correct.
You can generate leads with the sales rep and trainer package, though, correct?
Say that again?
You can generate leads with the sales rep and trainer package, correct? Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But we're teaching you how to generate leads for the express purposes of you reselling the system.
Yep. Right.
What are the dates for the conference?
March 19th. Through the 21st.
Just one more time. Yeah.
March.
Say it again for the people in the back.
March 19th through the 21st of 2020.
Not 29 through.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. And that's next year, 2020, March 19th through the 21st in Greenville, South Carolina. If you're looking up for airports, it's GSP, Greenville Spartanburg.
It's a nice airport.
Or CLT. It's only an hour and 15 minutes if you get a cheaper flight.
But it's an hour and a half drive through hell. Just know that.
Well, the traffic drive is from legit. Atlanta.
Yeah. Traffic's awful.
Oh, 85. All right. I think, let's see. Sorry, we had one more. Sorry, I'm struggling. I didn't bring my glasses.
I can't lend you mine. I forgot mine.
All right. So what are the costs? There is no rewind button on the three initial mandatory videos. There is no rewind button on the three initial. I'm assuming there's somebody's funnel.
Oh, they probably went through a funnel. Yeah, they most of the time on a funnel, you don't put rewind because they're wanting you to watch the video. And if you have a rewind button, that means you also have a fast forward button, which then defeats the purpose. So that's the reason why that's probably designed that way.
But what are the three pricing structures, essentially?
$1,000, $1,500, and
$3,000. Yep.
Hold on. For my type A's, $997,
$1,497, and $2,997.
And TerryWilson3.com/FAQ will give a good overview of each package for you.
TerryWilson3.com/FAQ is the pricing, the content that's in each package, the terms in which they're sold under, the whole, everything you need to know is right there. So yep. Please go there and read that to make sure you understand everything clearly, because we don't want anybody making any.
Cool. I think that wraps up our questions. Want to go to break and then we can announce our winner.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this. Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business? You know where to go and how to find it. If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say, you are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it and you will start having it.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Did you say there's also Murder Bird?
Sparkle City, baby.
Well, we're Hub City, right?
Oh, you guys, I think we're Sparkle City. Well, Hub City don't make no sense because I don't see any hubcaps anywhere.
But we're known for our cars.
Well, who makes... Well, okay, I know
we BMW. Do. You don't know why Hub City?
Greer is where BMW is.
It has nothing to do with cars.
Hubcaps?
It has nothing to do with hubcaps.
Hub City.
Okay, what is a hub?
Congregation.
Well, I was thinking hubcaps.
Spartanburg. Oh, that's not you have Spartanburg, and then you have all of these cities around it.
Oh, that kind of makes sense.
And that's why it's called the Hub City.
See, that one, that okay, one's a little
what's
bit more
around it, though? Like, I know there's...
Boiling Springs, Greer.
Every city has a circle of cities around it, though. That doesn't make us unique. Sort of,
but this is the big one.
This is the big one. That's mm-hmm. just what they decided. Just like... Well, we're going to write a book for you, Why Chi-Town is Chi-Town.
But there's a really self-explanatory one. Murderburg. Yeah, we got that one in the books.
Wait, we're like number 8, right?
Yeah, we're up there. It's not good. Oh, man, now I feel bad. I segued Murderburg with our winner. Dang it. Somebody strike talk about one. Something pleasant.
So the sky today and the trees.
Oh, Hall's Steakhouse. If you go to Greenville, go to Hall's.
Oh, I got you.
It's
got
delicious.
You. Hey, anyway. We're giving a book away. Who won this book, Reagan?
This goes to a Jonathan Boyle. Congratulations.
Jonathan Boyle. Yep. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You won this book. So go to TerryWilson3.com/contact. Give me your mailing address and everything like that. We'll sign it. We'll put it in the mail to you and get it out to you. If you'd like to get a copy of this book, You Are Worth More. This goes into a lot of how this business got built and started, why we do what we do, what motivates us to do what we do, and all of that. A lot of people's like, well, what is TW3? It all started because I was broke, busted, and disgusted, like Ron explained, and lost my music business and had to come up with a way to make a living. And so I got in the insurance business, like I was alluding to a minute ago. And I said, well, who do I sell this to? And I said, well, that's your problem. So I said, well, crap, I better learn how to generate leads. I started learning how to generate leads online, won several trips and awards, and all of a sudden insurance agents came to me and said, hey, can you teach me how to generate leads? And then TW3 was born. So that's how we got started, and that's why we do what we do and how we do what we do. Man, it's so good to have you guys back in the studio.
This was fun.
It was good to be back.
Well, it's sort of tough to be in here by myself.
Being here to being homesick.
I watched last week's podcast, and it seemed way too centralized, and, you know, it was right down the line.
It was, like, really focused, wasn't it?
There was nobody saying, like, hey, Murderburg, hey.
Or, you know, what's Chi-Town?
What's a Chi-Town?
Listen, I didn't even watch. I was passed out.
You didn't watch the podcast?
I was not in a good place last Monday night.
I was not in a good place.
My body was not well.
Good night. See here. What is the link to the site again for what? What are you looking for?
TerryWilson3.com/FAQ.
TerryWilson3.com/FAQ.
If you're WorthMoreConference.com.
WorthMoreConference.com. If you're here, let me get that camera off there, Lindsay.
Sorry. y'all know as soon as the clock strikes 10. I can't deal with my life.
She can't stand it. Well, she gets past 10. I mean, she's
y'all
dumb.
Tried to have us over Halloween night after you our neighbor's house. You tried to have us over to watch a movie, and I'm like,
who? Oh,
I'm like, it is too late to watch a movie.
Did
it is
you just
dark.
Say I TP'd?
You TP'd our neighbor's house.
Did
you
I do didn't that to TP nobody's house?
Oh,
I. Corbase. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I don't even know what you're referring
this
is to.
I know you don't. I know.
I might know the people who did.
Oh, you might know.
I might have information.
You might have information.
But don't settle me with that.
Oh, so apparently what you're saying is it was not TW.
No, TW3 don't get into TP.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll have a membership training this coming Wednesday night. We'll have another podcast next Monday night.
One more, right?
One more this month. Then we're off because of the holidays, and we'll be back on December 7th, I think.
Second.
Is it second?
Well.
No, I think it's we're off for 2 weeks after next week, which would make it.
Second, ninth.
Ninth.
We'll have the ninth.
We're both wrong.
Yeah, the ninth and the 16th.
Look who can.
And then we're done. So we only have 3 more podcasts this year.
7 days.
That's kind of sad.
That is sad.
This is my first full year on the podcast.
We got to blow something up.
Maybe. Ooh. Hey, if you guys have an idea, how should we end this podcast? Yeah, members, let us know. We'll talk about it Wednesday night. What is something big we can do on our last
fireworks show?
Let's blow up the studio. New year, 2020, new decade. Start new.
Wait. Is the hot tub in yet? Because I'm going to be cold out there. In your backyard.
Let's that's burn what, down the house.
We'll do the podcast and build the from there.
Burn down the house and then we'll move to Chicago or something. Chi-town.
We all just got fired, y'all. Thank goodness we work for ourselves.
Hey, Tom, we'll be
like
up
a phoenix from the flames.
We'll be up. We will.
We're going to burn it to the ground and build from
that's
the ashes.
That's not what I was suggesting. God. I think we should have a really cool show, like a fireworks show, but I need the hot tub so I can be warm.
So you want to do a podcast from the hot tub?
Well, I need to be warm. Yes, I do.
I'm just going to say fireworks don't translate to camera, though.
I don't think so.
No?
But a hot tub would.
Well, I can see some people being all about it.
These are both terrible ideas.
Will it make me sweat?
You're just trying to make your own self-interest.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all Wednesday night.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...